Jerry.
I heard it, Pam.
Somebody's coming out of the Vance's apartment.
It's Mrs. Vance. Mrs. Vance!
Help me! Mr. and Mrs. North, help me! If you don't, he'll kill me, too!
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Don't Cry Wolf. There are few bonds stronger than those made of the memories of men who went to school together, went to war together, and returned to peace together. Those are the bonds that held Harold Vance to Carl Lederer. Strong bonds of many strands. Yet suddenly the bonds have snapped. Well, there is hatred in Vance's eyes as he glares at the man who was his friend.
You heard me, Carl. I don't want you ever to set foot in my home again.
Yeah. And you seem to mean it. Well, I can't believe
it. Of course I mean it.
Now, look, old man, I don't know what it is that's eating you, but whatever it is...
I don't want to discuss it.
I do. Our friendship means too much to me, to
friendship? Me. You're a fine one to talk about friendship. Are you going to get out of here? Or do I have to throw you out?
I think at least I have a right to know the reason.
You know the reason.
Tell me anyway.
Louise.
What? What about Louise?
Oh, don't act so innocent. She told me all about it.
All about what? There's nothing to tell.
Nothing to tell? I should have known without her telling. I saw things, lots of things. The two of my friend. I never imagined.
Are you trying to say I made love to your wife?
You wanted to. Tried to. Would have if she'd let you.
You're crazy.
I tell you she told me.
Then she's crazy.
And I've seen enough of myself. They're always hanging around here.
Why, naturally, you and I have
been... And when I'm not here, you've taken her out a number of times.
When you were busy, she was lonely. I thought you'd want me to...
Oh, sure. Just exactly what I'd want. My pal playing around with my wife.
Oh, really, Harold, this whole thing is ridiculous. As a matter of fact, if you want the truth, Well, I really don't even like Louise.
Sure. When you see she won't give you a tumble.
No. I don't like what she's doing to you. You've been different ever since you met her. The trouble with
her... I don't need you to tell me about Louise. If you don't like her, that's fine. She certainly doesn't like you. And she doesn't want you around here bothering her. So are you going to... It must be Winters. I asked him over on business. And since you and I haven't anything more to say to each other...
No, it's no use now. I can see that. Maybe some other time when you've come to your senses.
That's just it. I have. All right, I'm coming. Hello, Winters. Come in.
Yes. Oh. Good evening, Mr. Lederer. Hope I'm not interrupting.
No, I'm leaving anyway. Good night, Harold.
Hey. Now, what goes on with you two? You practically slammed the door in his face.
Never mind about us. What about you?
How about it? What about me?
What have you done with my money?
Done with it? You know. Paid your bill. Invested some of it.
In my name or yours?
What?
I have an idea you're gambling on my money.
Are you kidding?
You'll find out if I'm kidding. When my lawyer gets through with you.
Lawyer? You're really serious about this.
You bet I am. And if you don't make good every penny, you'll wind up in jail, you rotten crook.
My Jesus! You're going to take that cat!
Did you say I'm going to take something back? I'll take it back if I'm wrong.
You are wrong, Vance.
I hope so, but I doubt it. Anyway, we're going to have an accounting. You're going to tell me exactly what you've done with the money. Anything I don't like or I don't understand, I'm setting up an appointment with the lawyer, and you can tell him. But first, go on upstairs and do something about that nose. They're getting blood on my carpet.
Yes?
There's a Mr. Vance out here to see you, Jerry.
What's it about?
He says he's considering suing you.
Oh, well, as long as he isn't trying to sell me something. All right, Pam, tell him to come in.
Yes, Jerry.
Sue me, shoot bullets through me. Hello, Mr. Vance?
Yes.
Well, come in.
That's a cute secretary you have out there, Mr. North.
That's no secretary. That's my wife. She comes down to help out once in a while. Well, now, what's this about your suing me?
Mr. North, recently some of my closest associates have, well, betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only word for it.
Well, sue them, but why me?
That's just it. I may very well do that. And after all, if I stand up to my friends, you can't expect me to take something from a total stranger lying down, can you?
Suppose you come to the point.
Mr. North, my wife writes mystery stories.
You have my sympathy.
She sent one of them to you. The Mystery of the Missing Mink.
Missing Mink? Oh, yes, I vaguely remember
it. You exactly remember it. You published it.
I did?
Only you called it How Dead Can You Get?
I do remember that. But you don't mean to tell me that's your wife's story.
It was stolen from her. She told me the plot of both stories. They're almost identical.
She told you after she read the one I published.
Are you suggesting my wife's lying?
Take it easy. You're suggesting I'm a plagiarist. So this isn't exactly a tea party. Just what is it you want?
A settlement.
And if I refuse?
You can talk to my lawyer.
We might both be spared some unpleasantness if we talk to your wife first. I assume she still has a manuscript.
Naturally.
Where do you live?
418 Witten Avenue.
Well, that's on our way. Mrs. North and I'll stop off on our way home.
Just what do you hope to prove?
I'll leave the proving to you. If you can show me that those two stories are too much alike for coincidence, you'll get your settlement.
I don't think he was very observing.
Hmm?
He should have been able to tell by your eyes that you wouldn't.
Who should have been able to tell by my eyes that I wouldn't what, dear?
Mr. Vance. That you wouldn't do anything dishonest. You have very honest eyes, Jerry.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. Apartment 9G, this is it. I'll ring. As a matter of fact, dear, I don't think Mr. Vance noticed my eyes. He was more interested in yours. He thinks you're cute.
Oh, really?
So he said. Do you still think he's not observant?
Well, I just thought... Yes?
Mrs. Vance?
Yes.
We're Mr. and Mrs. North.
Oh, yes. Harold said you were coming. Come in, won't you?
Thank you.
He's in his study. I'll call him. But I would like to talk to you first. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
I'm terribly sorry about this misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Why, yes, about the story. I told Harold there were a few things in the two stories that were similar, but I never meant to suggest it. Well, if there was any question of plagiarism.
I'm glad to hear it.
When Harold came home tonight and told me he'd been to see you, why, I felt like a fool. You see, I don't know just how to put this. He's terribly suspicious. He doesn't trust anyone.
Yes, he told me his friends are betraying him.
It's awful. He's accused his business manager of cheating him, and he's ordered Carl Lederer, his oldest friend, never to come here again.
Did he give you any reason, Mrs. Vance?
Why, he thinks... Too ridiculous. I'd rather not discuss it.
Well, that's all right. It's really none of our business. And as long as the matter of the story is cleared
up... Yes, I think it is. I'll try to convince him. The trouble is, though, he doesn't even trust me. He keeps on spying on me as though I...
What's the matter?
I don't know. It's a pain under my heart.
Can we do anything?
No. It'll go. I've had this before. It happens sometimes when I drink. Harold brought me a cocktail a little while ago, and I guess it's a...
Yes, Mrs. Vance, what is it?
I just happened to think. It only happens when he mixes the drinks.
Good Lord, are you trying to say...
Please.
What's the matter?
I told you Harold spies on me. I heard a sound out in the hall. He must be out there, listening.
I'll go see. Hello, Mr. Vance.
Oh, Mr. North. So you did come.
Yes. How long have you been out here in the hall?
What? I just came down from the study. I heard the doorbell a little while ago and... thought it must be you.
But you haven't been waiting out here? You didn't hear our conversation with your wife?
No. Why? Is it a secret?
No, it's just we thought we heard someone. Well, it doesn't matter. The important thing right now is your wife. She's not feeling well.
What? Louise, what is it? What's wrong?
I'll be all right. If there's anything we can do...
No, I'll take care of her.
Well...
You'd better run along so she can rest.
We'd like to help.
I said I'll take care of it. Thanks, just the same.
She may need a doctor.
Then I'll call one. Now, will you please go?
All right. Come on, Ben. There's nothing we can do. Good night, Mrs. Vance. Mr. Vance?
Good night.
Good night.
Pam?
Yes, Jerry. Jerry North, we can't just leave her like that. You heard what she implied.
Yes, but there was no use making a scene. We don't have any proof.
Well, then we'll have to get proof.
Mm-hmm.
And we better hurry before it's too late. What are we going to do, Jerry?
Well, first, let's see if there's a drugstore anywhere. Hmm. Yes, there's one down the block. Come on.
What are you going to get?
Nothing. I just want to look in a phone book.
For what? Or who?
Carl Lederer. Mrs. Vance said he's Vance's oldest friend.
Oh, that's right, Jerry. But she said Mr. Vance had a fight with him, ordered him out of the house.
Yes, and he ordered us out.
But you think Mr. Lederer may disobey the order, huh?
I think he's likely to be in a better position, too, than we are.
Oh.
After all, dear, old friends can rush in where strangers may not tread. I only hope he's in the phone book. I thought we'd better come right over here and talk to you.
I'm glad you did. In spite of our misunderstanding, Harold's been my friend too long for me to turn my back. I don't want to see him do anything he'll regret.
Do you really think he'd harm his wife?
What? Oh, no. No, of course not. But I can see how she'd think so. Very unwholesome things going on in that house, very.
Mr. Van seems to think everyone's turned against him and he's fighting back.
I know. Going to have to make him realize how foolish. It won't be easy. But perhaps if we all work on him together, show him how it adds up.
What do you mean?
You say he accused Stephen Winters, too.
Yes, of cheating him. Also, Mrs. Vance said.
Case of everybody out of step but Harold. Maybe he'll see it if we all show him at once. I'm going to call Winters. See if he can meet us over there.
You want us to go back with you?
No, not right away. I'd like to talk to Harold alone first, prepare the ground. If he'll listen. I want to see how Louise is, too.
Yes. You better get started.
As soon as I call Winters. You folks say you didn't have dinner yet.
That's right. We stopped at Vance's right from the office.
Well, why don't you go ahead and eat and meet me there in an hour or so?
All right.
Well, I hope we'll get this straightened out.
So do I. Persecution complex can be pretty serious. But if we can just make Harold see. Well, no use speculating. I've got to get on it. Now, let's see. Winters' number. Oh, yes.
Oh, it's you, Carl.
Yes, Harold, I want to talk to you.
I thought I told you to stay away from here.
I want to show you how silly you're being.
We've been all through that.
Not quite. Where's Louise?
In her room. She doesn't feel well.
May I see her?
I thought that's why you came.
It's not the way you think. I want to get you and her and Winters and the North.
What?
Is Louise up to it?
No, neither am I. I don't know what I have to do to convince you that I'm not going to listen to anything more you have to say.
I'm afraid there's nothing you can do. I'm going to talk to you.
Here's one thing.
What's that?
This!
Harold, I got out of your mind.
I'm fed up, that's all. Fed up. Everything happening at once, and you won't lay off. Well, here's where I...
What's going on in here?
Stop
it! Stop it, both of you! Please, stop it! Stop it!
Louise!
Carl, are you all right?
Is he all right? So that's what concerns you, Louise. Carl!
Oh, no, Harold. It's just that you're stronger.
You told me to try to make love to you, but you didn't want it.
Of course I didn't.
I wonder... Looks like there's nobody I can trust anymore.
Harold, can't you see
it? I think maybe I can't see at last. Now, go on. Get out of here.
But Harold,
get out. And then I'm going to have a talk with Louise.
You know, Jerry, sometimes friends aren't the best judges.
Aren't the best judges of what, darling?
Well, friends, of course. After all, Jerry, what else could friends be of?
I don't know. You have me a little confused. So friends aren't the best judges of friends. Oh, here we are, dear. 9th floor.
Like Mr. Lederer, for instance. He can't believe that Mr. Vance would try to poison Mrs. Vance. Because he likes Mr. Vance. Oh, whereas I can very well believe it.
Because you don't like Mr. Vance.
Well, he accused you. I don't like that.
Which doesn't make him a wife.
Jerry.
I heard it.
Somebody's coming out of the Vance's apartment.
Mrs. Vance. Mrs. Vance!
Help me! He tried to kill me, too. Don't let him.
What?
Oh, he's running back to the apartment. Jerry, you better go and see what's wrong.
Right.
I'll try to find him.
Hello. Who are you?
Stephen Winters. And you must be Mr. North.
Yes.
A letter, a phone. He asked me to come here, Mr. North. He said you'd be here, too.
Is Letterer here?
Well, I haven't seen him. I just got here. The door was open, so I walked in, and then I saw that.
What? Good Lord. It's Vance.
Yes. And he's dead.
Yes, Bill, that's right. Hop in 9G. Yeah, we'll wait. So long. The police will be right over, Mr. Winters.
Good.
Hey, Pam, where's Mrs. Vance? I thought you were going to stay with her.
She broke away, Jerry, so I came in.
Broke away?
Yes, she seemed terrified. She said that Mr. Winters killed her husband and he'd kill her, too.
I? Well, she must be crazy.
Just what did happen, Winters?
I don't know. I told you the door was open, so I walked in and found Vance lying there.
Did you touch anything?
I didn't have time. Just took a quick look at him, and when I heard a sound, turned, and there was Mrs. Vance staring at me. And when I turned, she screamed and ran out. You know the rest.
Yeah. Where'd she go, Pam?
She ran to the elevator. Before I realized what was happening, the door was closing. And there's only one elevator, so I couldn't catch her.
Well, we'd better try to find her.
Well, you're not taking her fantastic story that I killed Vance seriously, are you?
Not necessarily. But I'd like to talk to her as soon as possible. And I know the police will want to. So Pam and I'll go see if we can find her. You wait here, Winters.
All right. But you can't believe... Now, look. She must have come into the room and saw her husband lying dead and me standing over him. So, naturally, she assumed that I'd killed him. But that doesn't mean...
I know, Winters. It doesn't mean you actually did kill him. So stop worrying, will you? All right, Dan, let's go.
You see her, Jerry?
No.
Maybe she just went for a policeman.
Well, in that case, she should be coming back with him pretty soon. Hey, wait a minute. There she is.
Where?
Down at the corner. She just signaled for a taxi, but didn't stop.
Oh, yes.
I hope she's calmed down a little so she'll answer questions.
She seemed pretty positive that Mr. Winters is the murderer.
Well, Uh-oh, she sees us.
Jerry, she's running across the street.
Yeah. Mrs. Vance, wait!
She won't stop. She must think that we're going to take her to Mr. Winters.
So she goes into an alley. I'll try to catch her. Mrs. Vance! Mrs. Vance, wait, I just want to talk to you.
Don't come near me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
No, no, you stay away.
All right, I don't want to frighten you, but... Why don't you come to me? I won't hurt you.
No.
You can't get away. The alley's a dead end. All I want to do is...
Can't you leave me alone?
I want to talk to you.
No.
I won't take you back to Winters, if that's what you're afraid of. Not until the police get here.
You promise?
I promise.
Well, all right. But you can see why I'm so afraid. I saw him kill Harold.
Did you see the actual killing?
Yes, yes.
You're sure?
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
Didn't you just see your husband on the floor and Winters standing over him? And so you just assumed from that?
No, no. I didn't just assume. I saw, I tell you, I saw, really.
Just exactly what did you see?
I saw Mr. Winters arguing with Harold. I saw him grab a paper knife from the desk and stab Harold with it. I saw Harold fall.
Winters did that with you looking on.
I know. He didn't know I was there. I'd been out. I just came in. He didn't see me until I screamed.
I see.
He didn't see.
Well, you don't have to worry about Winters. When the police come, just tell them what happened and they'll arrest him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Now, come on. We'll go out to the
street. No, no, no. No, stop.
What's the matter now?
You let go of me.
I only took your arm.
No, stop!
Mrs. Vance, what on earth is wrong?
Help!
Jerry, what's happening?
I don't know, Pam. Oh, hello, Mr. Letterer.
Hello, Nora.
Louise, what's wrong?
Oh, Carl. He drowned. Just awful, Carl.
What's the matter with the chair?
I wish I knew. Where did Mr. Letterer come from?
Well, he drove up just after you ran in here. I was talking to him. That's why I didn't follow right away.
Louise, stop crying. Tell me, what's the matter?
Mr. North tried to... You tried to kill me.
I hardly touched you, Mrs. Vance.
Well, you tried to kill me. Carl, look. Look at my arm. There must be bruises on it where he grabbed me.
I don't see anything.
You don't believe me, do you?
I know you like to imagine things, Louise.
Why, you're on his side. I should have known.
Mrs. Vance, I know that Jerry...
Well, you're all on his side. You're all against me. Everybody. Everybody's against
me.
Mrs. North, you're a woman. Won't you please help me?
What do you want?
Well, I've got to get to the street. They've got me cornered in here.
I'm sure
you don't know. You don't know. They want to kill me. I know they do. I've got to get out of here. I've got to get away.
Louise, where do you think you're going?
No, let me go. Stop. I've got to get out of here.
You've got to come to your senses.
Maybe
you'd better let her go.
Well, she's out
of
her head.
Let me go.
You can't let her run the streets
like
this.
Please let me go.
Now, Louise, stop it.
No, no.
What did you do to her?
Nothing. She fainted. Come on, Mr. North. Help me carry her back to the apartment.
Happened to her?
Fainted. Come on, North. Over to the sofa.
Right. Police didn't get here yet, Winters.
Hmm? No, not yet.
All right. There we are, Little. She'll be all right there. But you better call the doctor.
Yeah. I knew she was unbalanced, but I had no idea it would go this far.
Well, at least a few things begin to make sense at last. When you mentioned persecution complex, you were talking about Mrs. Vance, not her husband.
That's right. She told him I was trying to make love to her, that you had stolen her story, and that Winters had cheated him in business.
And he was so in love with her that he believed her.
That's it, Winters. She drove him frantic till he hardly knew what he was doing. I tried to make him see the truth, but he didn't want to.
But she was even suspicious of him. She accused him of spying and of trying to poison her.
I know. That's why I wanted to talk to him tonight. Thought maybe with that I could open his eyes. But he wouldn't listen. Started to fight. Ordered me out of the house again. I was coming back for one more try when I met you. Well, I'd better get that doctor.
What happened outside, Mr. North?
She went completely berserk. Claimed you killed her husband and tried to kill her. Then she claimed I tried to kill her. Then everyone was trying to kill her.
Poor Louise.
Yes, pretty awful. Still, it's not too surprising.
What do you mean, not too surprising, Pam?
That some of it's true.
Some of what's true, darling?
Of what she said, of course.
Oh? Is it?
Is it what, Jerry?
I don't know. What are we talking about all of a sudden?
About Mrs. Vance. And that she made so many accusations, it's not too surprising that some of them turned out to be true. The law of averages.
Oh. Well, just what part of her accusations do you think were true, Mrs. North?
The part where she accused you of the murder, Mr. Winters.
What? You're joking, of course.
No, I'm not. And since she was right about that, she was probably also right when she said that you were misusing her husband's money. That's probably why you killed him, because he demanded an accounting.
You're as crazy as she is.
Oh, no, Mr. Winters. You told us that the door was open when you arrived, and that you just walked in, looked at the body, and before you could do a thing, Mrs. Vance screamed and ran out.
Well, that's right.
But that whole thing wouldn't take 30 seconds from the time you got out of the elevator.
Well, what of it?
Jerry and I had already gotten off the elevator when Mrs. Vance screamed, and there's only one elevator in the building. So it had to go all the way down, stop, doors open and close, and bring us all the way up. And this is the 9th floor.
She's right, Mr. Winters. You were up here a lot longer than you said you were. And there's no use looking for a way out of here now. The only way is the front door, and it sounds like the police are there right now.
Okay. I just finished reading your new book.
Oh, like it, darling?
Oh, yes, very much. Just one thing about it, though.
Oh, what's that?
I can't help thinking I read something very much like it before.
Pam, don't you start that.
Good night, Jerry.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.